Hello, everyone, and welcome to Heard on the Street, Street Fights podcast, where we uncover the stories behind the companies, and more importantly, the people that constitute this sector of media and advertising that we all call local. So where are they from? What makes them tick? What business and life lessons can we draw from that? So I'm Mike Boland, lead analyst at Street Fight, and our guest today is Lear Sella, founder and CEO of Slice, a company that provides marketing and operational tools to help small pizza shops compete with the technological prowess of larger chains. And Sella has pizza in his blood, so combining that with his tech savvy led him to launch Slice. So we talked to Lear from our studio in San Francisco about that journey, what he's learned from it, and what we can take away from that. But before we go into our episode, a quick reminder to listeners that Street Fight Summit is coming up quickly. It's already 2 weeks away. And as a bonus to listeners of this podcast, you can save 20% on registration by using the code PODCAST20. So that's PODCAST20. So we hope to see you there, and we hope you enjoy this episode. So here's our discussion with Lear Sella. So Lear, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Mike. I'm obviously really excited to be here and look forward to our conversation.
Sure. So we have a lot to talk about, including diving deeper into everything I just mentioned and really how you got to this point. But first, let's start with the present. Tell us a little bit about yourself and Slice for those unfamiliar.
Of course. So my name is Lear, obviously. Started this business in 2010. I'm third generation in the pizza industry. Dating back to the 70s, my family's owned and operated pizza shops in New York originally, and then most recently in Brooklyn. And so a lot of friends and family members own pizzerias today. I think over 30 or 40 pizza shops on the platform are people that I'm related to in some way. I myself took a tech path. I had a tech support business originally right out of school, and then that evolved into what was what became Slice. Originally in 2010, the business was called My Pizza. It was mypizza.com. I bootstrapped the business from 2010 through 2015. And then just in the last couple of years, we've done a really, I think, amazing job at not only scaling the team, but scaling the business. Just a quick description of the business. We're the largest network of pizza restaurants in the country. We actually have more locations than Domino's and Papa John's mm-hmm. combined. So work with over 9,000 shops. And we empower local pizzerias with the technology, marketing, and data in order for them to compete and really digitize their business. And we do this in a full service way. It's not where we just simply give them the tools to let them do it on their own. We actually do it for them mm-hmm. from A to Z, completely full suite with including 24-hour support. So really excited about what we're doing, and happy to so tell you more as we move.
We're going to circle back into a lot of that, the kind of like full service method, the size of that market. I want to dig into all of that. I think there's a lot of good stuff there. What we're going to do, as we typically do on the show, is to first go back in time and talk about how you got to this point. And as you characterize, you have an upbringing in the pizza world, you have a tech background. It seems like Slice is kind of the marriage of those two things and other several factors, I'm sure. So let's dive into that and start at the beginning. So like pre-Slice, tell us about kind of your background and the combination of factors that were the inception of the business, the drivers, and kind of the storyline up to the founding itself.
Of course. So as I mentioned, I mean, I grew up around pizza shops. I mean, I remember, as far as I can remember back, spending time inside pizzerias, whether it was, you know, close family members or my best friend growing up had a pizza shop in Long Island. This is literally what I was surrounded with culturally. Albanians, as they migrated from what was then Albania or Yugoslavia, they migrated to Italy, and then from Italy they came to the U.S. And I think they just picked up this craft. And as some early adopters succeeded in the business, it just became a cultural thing. So today, I mean, I would probably guesstimate that there's pizza shop owners that are Albanian by background.
Yeah.
So myself, obviously, my family moved back to the U.S. when I was 10 years old, went to school, got a computer science degree. And then right out of school, I launched the tech support business. We were one of the early players in the on-site tech support industry. This is dating back to 2003, 2004. I scaled that business also in a bootstrap manner. You know, fast forward to 2008, We had about 120 locations. I franchised the model. We were just providing, you know, on-site and remote tech support services to small businesses around the country.
Yeah.
And I sold the business to a public company out of the UK. But through that, I immediately became the tech guy for all my friends and family members. And yeah, I mean, I remember they were just coming to me asking for help. Initially just to build websites and publish their menus online. Mm-hmm. This was around 2009. And then really started hearing a lot more about online ordering. You had the big chains that were starting to make a really strong push there to the point where they stopped advertising phone numbers. So if you saw a Papa John's or a Domino's commercial, it was just order online, Domino's.com. There was no phone number in the advertisements. So as I built a few different websites for really, like I said, close friends, I realized that there's this massive opportunity and the needs were pretty consistent across the board. And I felt that immediately that there was an opportunity to put together a platform that really champions and represents and empowers the local pizza segment. The majority of the pizza industry is local and independent. But when you look at online and digital ordering, 95 or 99% of the digital orders were big pizza chains. And so obviously that's a massive gap. And so that's when I launched what was then mypizza.com. Mm-hmm. And it was always around the vision of uniting local pizza or the mission of uniting local pizza, getting the pizza shops to really work together, digitizing those locations, and then obviously making them more money and making them more profitable.
Absolutely. And again, I want to come back to a lot of those kind of operational details. But also tell me about, like, after, so you launched Slice, what were the early days like in terms of, like, you know, the incorporation of the business, how is it funded? Some of your early challenges, you mentioned bootstrapped. That's something that resonates with me as someone now bootstrapping a business. What advice do you have to kind of early stage entrepreneurs from that stage?
Yeah, it was not easy. Yeah. I believe, you know, for anyone who's listening, as long as you have a strong conviction about something and you have the proof really right in front of you in terms of the opportunity, for me, it was just putting my head down and just, you know, putting in a ton of effort. So we're talking about, you know, no days off, years and years of just, you know, going out and talking to pizza shops, learning the different mistakes and whatnot. But to really answer the question, it was pretty much as soon as I saw the big opportunity, I didn't really think twice about it. What's interesting is whether you incorporate in New York or Delaware or any state, really, we live in a world where launching a business is actually incredibly easy and streamlined. You don't have to reinvent the wheel in a lot of the things that you do, right? Even putting together our platform, we no longer had to go and, or I didn't have to go and figure out how to do credit card processing. There are companies that now plug in and offer that opportunity. So we live in the golden age of entrepreneurship. And so as long as you have the conviction and have really made up your mind to put in a lot of effort and time to really scale and grow the business, all the other things are actually pretty easy. So for anyone listening, I don't want to hear those excuses.
Yeah. And I agree with you too. There are so many great tools that take care of all these little operational functions. My business is based on WordPress. You mentioned payment processing. I use Stripe. It just flows right in. Now, one thing I'll take issue with is some of the bureaucratic red tape from, like, state matters of starting a business. I've been finding it a pain in the ass, particularly in California, where they charge you $800 a year as just like a filing fee for an LLC and lots of other stuff I won't get into. But no, your overall point absolutely resonates, and that's very interesting.
I'm sure they'll get better.
So let's also talk briefly about, you know, you mentioned you're Albanian. You were born in Albania, correct?
Yeah, so I'm Albanian by background, but I was actually born in what was then called Yugoslavia, literally on the border. Welcome to the Balkans. complicated situation, but yeah, Albanian by background. Born in Yugoslavia.
Mm-hmm. My fiance's mom was born in Yugoslavia when it was Yugoslavia.
Yep. Yeah, same here.
Yep. Okay, so that's great. And before we move on, I also wanted to ask you, I've heard a bit about some of the work that you do to help some of the communities in Albania by kind of employing them in different ways, or you can give the details.
Yeah, so as I launched the business, one of my biggest pain points was really just all the back office operations that that are, you know, come along with this business model. So as I was selling to pizza shops and getting them to join the platform, we had to start building out their menus. As I mentioned earlier, we are full service. Yep. If we leave anything up to the owner, then things really start slowing down because they don't have the time and know-how and whatnot. So in order to really make that work efficiently, you know, for me, from visiting family members still in the region, what today is now what it's called, Macedonia,
yep.
You know, I just know that there is a massive opportunity for young, college-educated, English-speaking professionals that just have no opportunity in terms of employment or career opportunities. And so immediately thought of starting to hire folks there in order to provide initially data entry. When we wanted to launch customer service 24 hours, we just continued to hire there. Fast forward to today, the team there is 300 people.
Nice.
And they basically provide services across, you know, restaurant support, consumer support, data entry, some sales. We have an accounting function. We have a marketing function, just really across the board. And an insanely powerful and passionate and smart team.
Yeah, that's great. So we're actually going to pause for a commercial break, but when we come back, more from Alir Sella. Hi everyone, it's Mike Boland here, lead analyst at Street Fight, and I want to tell you about the Street Fight Summit, Street Fight's flagship event, and it's coming up fast. So it's going to be June 5th and 6th, and we're going to be back in Brooklyn this year, and it'll have all the trappings of a Street Fight conference, including networking with top influencers in the local media and advertising community, lots of social events in and around the show, and of course a stellar program that's really coming together, including speakers from Google and Facebook and Microsoft and IBM Watson and several others. So you can find out more at streetfightmag.com. So we're back. My guest is Alir Sella, CEO and founder of Slice. So Alir, we were talking a lot about your background, the founding of Slice. Now let's dive back more into kind of the present and about Slice itself. We talked about how you are bringing more empowerment to small pizza shops to compete with the technological prowess of the Domino's of the world. And well, I want to go down that list of what some of those operational functions are, ordering, marketing, all that great stuff. But before we do that, what's the size of that market opportunity? I think you mentioned some percentages in terms of like the addressable market of small pizza shops. It outweighs the Domino's of the world, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So pizza industry in the U.S. especially, it's a staple. It's an American institution.
Yep.
It's a $45 billion industry.
Yep.
Two-thirds of that is local independent pizza shops in terms of revenue or sales on an annual basis. Three-quarters of the location are local pizza shops. I mean, this is, you know, a neighborhood staple across 18,000 municipalities in the country. Every single town in America has a pizza shop. So it's a massive industry.
Yeah. And among a lot of the things that the value you're bringing, and again, we can go down that list of some of those like business functions. But one thing that strikes me is like, for lack of a better term, a network effect that you're bringing them. So by aggregating a lot of different shops on the same systems, you can kind of see from a big data perspective different like regional trends and things that then you can take back to them and on an individual basis give them kind of like power through knowledge of better marketing based on those kind of trends you're seeing because they're all in the same system. Talk about that kind of function.
Absolutely. So one of the things we believe in internally is just obviously empowering pizza shops to work for themselves, but as we say, not by themselves.
Yeah.
So our platform is very much loyalty first. That doesn't mean we're loyalty only. Yep. So you do have a discoverability component to the product. If you're traveling or if you're looking to really discover a pizza shop that you haven't necessarily landed on yet. But once you really plug into one of the shops, and we call that a home slice, then the entire experience is catered and customized around that location.
Yeah.
But yeah, to your point, we then understand and have all the learnings from the demand side, from the consumer side, in terms of what customers want, what is the time of day where you can expect peak ordering volume, what is the average order value if you do you know, if you have a free delivery versus the delivery fee, right? What is the conversion rate like? Like, should your pizza cost a little bit more and your delivery fee be free, or is it the other way around? So these are all learnings that we can bring to individual locations. And the other thing about the industry that is very unique, although it's this massive, massive industry, it is very much a small community. And so owners in this industry actually, you know, see others as peers, and this is very much a community. It isn't necessarily this big sort of competitive landscape. The competition really is the Domino's and the Papa John's of the world. It's not each other in terms of the local shops.
Absolutely. So, you know, one thing I love about Slice is it's kind of the embodiment of, like, from an analyst perspective, I'm looking at all these trends, and this one thing I'm calling SMB OS, so small business operating system. I think Slice embodies that because I think it's an important trend, and you guys were ahead of it, where we're seeing kind of across the, you know, the quote unquote local space, which companies like Street Fight do a good job kind of documenting all these things that are happening. For years, that local space focused mostly on advertising and marketing, but it's so much more than that. It's ordering, it's payment processing, it's like HR, it's CRM, it's all these things. So I guess, like, among that mosaic, you know, what are the things that you're seeing that are kind of resonating most with like pizza shop owners? And is it all packaged together? Is there like customized versions of it that they can pick and choose in terms of all? I mean, because you guys have such a broad, as you characterized, broad function of full service offerings. So how does that kind of segment?
Of course. And I mean, just dating back to the founding year, dating back to 2010, I've always believed in this vertical approach. The way to solve small business problems is by going vertical and deep into that experience to really understand their problems.
Yeah, because they're so nuanced. Like, legal is so much different in its strategic kind of imperatives than pizza, than plumbers, than go down the list, right?
Exactly. And so today what we do is we solve mostly for the demand component of the business, but also some back office stuff. So there's a, you know, a flywheel happening. So as you transition ordering from phone to digital, you're making the pizza shops more efficient. You're allowing them to focus more on fulfillment. We have an operating system in the early innings where it empowers the shops to not only have the data, but also have the ability to then provide some post-order experience to the consumer, who then doesn't have to call the shops multiple times to find out where the order is. And then as we go deeper into that relationship, we're now launching, as an example, some supply-side marketplace economics or play for the owners, so that, you know, they're all buying pizza boxes individually. Why not buy them together and get some? So whether it's pizza boxes or menus, these things just really start becoming very, very important and valuable to the owner. So for now, the core component we're tackling is value. Value in terms of revenue coming in terms of demand, and savings on the supply side. And then we'll keep lighting up nodes in terms of services that we can offer the shops moving forward.
That's interesting too. There's like yet another level to the service you're offering. I mean, we were talking earlier about the data and the your 40,000 foot view of all the regional trends and things that you can put to work. I hadn't thought of also giving those individual shops like bulk ordering power, because, you know, you're doing all that, whether it be pizza boxes or just kind of go down the list of inventory. That's very interesting. So we're going to pause for another commercial break. When we come back, more from Ilir Sella.
Hi everyone, it's Mike Bolin, lead analyst at Street Fight, and I'm here today to tell you about Artillery, which is a new publication and intelligence firm that's focused on VR and AR. Mobile AR, for example, has a large installed base of smartphones and real business models that are materializing around things like influencing local commerce. So we recommend that you go check out the site and its thought leadership of these key topics. And while you're there, you can sign up for the free Artillery Weekly newsletter. So head on over to artillery.co, that's artillery without an E, and learn about some of the visually immersive technologies that could transform local commerce.
So we're back. My guest is Ilir Sella, founder and CEO of Slice. So right before the break, Ilir, we were talking about kind of the mosaic of services that you're offering to pizza shops.
And then you were talking about how that's indicating where there's still gaps and you're constantly evolving. So kind of picking up there, what are the things that you're working on now that are exciting in terms of functionality and rollouts and other parts of the service that will kind of link right in?
Yeah, of course. I mean, there's multiple different components that go into empowering small pizza shop owners in order to really operate their business and succeed. The way I think about it is, again, I have some experience in the franchise industry. So you have a Domino's or a Papa John's. There's a massive waiting list of folks waiting to open up a Domino's pizza shop because it has a basically hands you a proven playbook and solves all the components of you from the point that you want to open up a pizza shop all the way through to where you're opening and then now you're successful. We obviously believe in authenticity. And we want to go into this really full cycle, full, you know, experience that an entrepreneur would potentially have to go through in order to become successful in an industry. So in terms of vision, we want to get to a point where you get a box, you open it up, there's some beautiful tech product in front of you. It gives you access to supplies, equipment, marketing, demand in terms of consumers and orders, and then allows you to really have visibility around that entire ecosystem so that you can save more time and obviously become a lot more successful. So I call it a pizzeria in a box where, again, we want to empower entrepreneurs that want to either open up more locations or want to get into this business for the first time. And then connecting owners with other owners so that we can transform or at least transfer the quality component of the business so that people can learn different recipes and how to make the best pizza possible.
Yeah, and comparing it to the existing process of how franchise-based businesses are started for the franchisee is interesting because it seems like what you're doing is you're bringing them the advantages of that but without the disadvantages. So you're commoditizing the parts that should be commoditized while, you know, allowing them the authenticity that makes those pizza shops great to also sustain, right? So it's like best of both worlds.
Spot on. I mean, that's it's like you've been in our strategy before.
Cool. So you actually are going to be speaking at Street Fight Summit that is coming up June 5th and 6th in Brooklyn. So we'll be kind of near you. What are you excited to see at the show and what are you excited to kind of talk about at the show? We will be doing a session on kind of what I mentioned earlier, the SMBOS, bringing small businesses more operational support. And again, you guys are an embodiment of that. You'll be one of the panelists on that session. So what are you excited about at the show?
Yeah, super excited about, I mean, I'm obviously incredibly passionate about hyperlocal. We speak about a lot of the things that we want to solve for pizza shops. There's two components here. I'd love to see how people are solving for other vertical categories, whether it's in the food industry or really any other SMB space or vertical. But two, as we solve these things for pizzerias, it doesn't mean that we have to go in and reinvent the wheel and build these things ourselves. So one of the things I'm excited about is potential opportunities where we can come together with folks that have solved different components of this pie, different slices, and how we can plug those into the slice solution. So always open to speaking with others, learning from others, and again, just going in there with a very open mind because there's so many passionate people who are incredibly smart, doing awesome things. And last year I was obviously at the event and I found it to be eye-opening, inspiring, and a lot of the things we did this year were inspired from that event. So just looking to do more of that.
That's great. And I guess we can expect lots of pizza metaphors.
Absolutely. You get extra credit for having slice in a sentence.
Yeah, great. Well, we'll make like a drinking game out of it during the session.
Sounds good.
Okay, well, that's all the time we have. I want to thank you, Ilir, for spending time with us.
Thank you so much for having me. This was really awesome. And look forward to seeing you in person at the event,
yeah. Thank you all for listening and stay tuned for future episodes of Heard on the Street. You can find us on streetfightmag.com. You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Also stay tuned for lots more writings and multimedia from Street Fight. And don't forget that Street Fight Summit is coming up quickly, as we just mentioned. We'll be in Brooklyn again this year. It's already a month away. It's June 5th and 6th, and the program is really coming together, including Google and Facebook, Microsoft and IBM Watson and Alir, if that's not enough reason to show up as it is. So you can find out more on streetfightmag.com, and don't forget that listeners of this podcast can actually save 20% on registration if you use the promo code podcast20, and that's podcast20, not 20 spelled out. You can save 20%. So this has been Heard on the Street. I'm Mike Boland. Thanks for listening.